This episode is brought to you by Scout Fantasy, home of the Fantasy Football World Championships. Scout is your one-stop shop for expert advice on Dynasty, Redraft, and DFS. Join the Scout Army at scoutfantasysports.com and start your new membership today.
Welcome to the Dynasty Trade Calculator Podcast, a show dedicated to Dynasty fantasy football trades and player values, with your hosts, John Paul Hurley and Izzy Elkafoss.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Dynasty Trade Calculator Podcast. I'm your host, John Paul Hurley. Joining me today is a very special guest. He is the host of the Dynasty Warzone Podcast over on DFF. His name is DFF Memphis on Twitter, and again, I was on your show, Memphis, and I asked you what your name was, and I've already forgotten it. I know that's kind of a bad thing for me to do, but would you mind introducing yourself? If you want to use your real name, that's totally cool too, but just introduce yourself for our listeners.
I'm going to tell, it's Michael. All right. They everybody knows now.
It's actually Randy. My, my legal name is Randy. It's funny you say that. I did the open bar with J. Mike Check and Man Bun, and Pete Howard kept calling me Michael, and I was like, I just went with it. It's fine. Whatever. Just remember.
You know why?
I have no clue.
Your Hangouts name pops up as Michael.
Really?
Yeah, it says Michael on my screen, which is probably where Izzy got it from.
Correct.
Wow.
Now you know.
So you're stealing. You must be stealing somebody's internet.
my wife has some explaining to do.
Oh boy. Oh, this just got really awkward. All of a sudden, this is a different type of podcast, and we're gonna actually have like a live recording of quote unquote Michael confronting his wife.
It definitely does say Michael.
Randy, welcome to the show. Like I mentioned, you're the host of Dynasty Warzone Podcast on DFF Dynasty. Would you mind just giving some of your additional background for our listeners, just in case they haven't heard of you?
Yeah, mostly just do the podcast. I used to write a little bit for the DynastyFootballFactory.com. Started podcasting with DFF about 2 years ago, year and a half ago. And then I was so good at it, I made the two original hosts leave. They just left. Like one day, like they stopped showing up. They told me they were going to get cigarettes and never came back. And then,
Father's Day, you bring that up. That's a wonderful story.
And then I've got my my current co-host Jerry Sinclair, and we've been having a great year, and we've really grown the show, and we've been fortunate enough to have guests like you. I'm working on getting Izzy on board. We've had a friend of your guys's, Nick Whalen, on. And we drop every single Wednesday. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all the big platforms. And we're there each and every Wednesday morning talking Dynasty. We're coming up on the dead season. We'll start talking a little bit of movies, music, fitness, you know, whatever. But mostly just Dynasty fantasy football.
There you have it. I would encourage you to follow Mr. Memphis on Twitter, again, at DFF Memphis. A great follow, lots of good information, and lots of healthy conversations within the industry. So I would encourage you to check that out. Also joining me, just like every single week, Izzy Elkafoss, a.k.a. the Pharaoh of Fantasy. What's up, Izzy?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
We got a special surprise this week. Obviously, Memphis is a surprise, but there's another one. So for the first time, I know he's made several, I would call them cameos on our shows in the past, but for the first time, you have all three owners of the DTC on the show at the same exact time. So like, what a treat, right?
Wow.
This is a treat.
And the founding fathers of the website.
There you go.
There you go. For those of you that are curious, Jonathan Moser, one of the owners of Dynasty Trade Calculator, he's also like, John, maybe I'll let you introduce yourself because you've never really formally done that on recording. So like, just, it's your mic right now. It's your chance. Don't miss your chance to blow. You get one opportunity.
All right. Well, by day, I'm a corporate media producer, and that covers a lot of things. It's content creation for marketing, for promotions, for live event coverage, even training videos. At nights when I get to do the fun stuff though, so for DTC, anything that's needed media-wise, like graphics for the website, photos for the calculator, podcast producing, video editing and producing. So yeah, my life is basically media from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed.
And I would say most of your job is putting up with Izzy and I.
That's nothing compared to my full-time job. This is a vacation compared to what I'm used to during the day.
There it is. So the reason that John's joining us, he's going to run a very special segment. This is going to be the entire show. It's going to be a segment that we're going to call Dynasty Trade Wars. And maybe, Mosier, when you get back to editing this, you can throw on some Star Wars music because I don't know why. Isn't there like a new Star Wars movie coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, directed by the Game of Thrones guys. Or written,
so
by.
That's
written by.
That's bad news there, in my opinion. But the good news is that there's more Star Wars coming, so that's cool, right?
Absolutely.
Anyway, this is called the Dynasty Trade Wars. John Mosier's pulling 10 trades from Twitter, and they're actually polls. And he's going to read them off to us at random, and our job is to find out or to figure out which side we think won the poll. And I think that he made it a point to find some more difficult ones for us, like probably things that are more close to 50-50. So our job is to figure out which one wins, and I will keep track score while John Mosier's running us, so that way you can have a winner at the end. He'll be crowned. And by the way, while you're listening, just try to make guesses yourself, keep track of your score, be curious to see how well you did too. So with that, Mosier, it is your show.
Okay, so we've got, like JP said, 10 total polls here. I kept it within 20% discrepancy, so it should be pretty tight for all of these. So at random, I'm going to pick one of these, and I'll read out the format for you guys. And then, we'll take turns going around. So first one up, we've got a PPR 12-team league. We've got Sony Michel and a 2020 first on one side, and Nick Chubb all by his lonesome on the other side. Who do you think wins?
So we're going to go in order. I got it. Izzy, Hurley, Memphis. So we'll stick with that order throughout the game show here. So Izzy, you're first.
The Twitter. When was this poll? Is this a recent poll?
Yeah, within the last day.
God damn, that changes it.
These are all going to be tough. I got a feeling.
I'm going to say Twitter went with basically anything with a 2021st. I'm going to lean. So I'm going to say 2021st and Michelle.
Solid reasoning. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I think Sony and Chubb are not very close in ADP, but I think they're close enough where a 2021st would eclipse that value. So I'm going to also go with Sony Michelle and the 2021st.
Man, this is tough because Nick Chubb's a Cleveland Brown, and the only thing hotter than 2021st are Cleveland Browns. But
valid point.
I think the 2021st and the I agree. I'm gonna go. I hate to, but it's gonna be close. I think this will be like a 45-55 type deal.
All right. What is it?
It should be Chubb. I hope it's Chubb, but it's not gonna be.
All right, so right out of the gate, this was a completely random pick out of the 10, but right out of the gate, we have a 50-50 split here.
Oh, so that was trade number. Trade number one was a trick question, and now on to trade number two.
So trade number two's format is not specified, so we'll just go with a default PPR 12-team.
Okay.
On one side, we've got Boyd. The other side, we've got Paris Hilton, Paris Campbell, and a 2022nd.
It should be Boyd. And when was this poll?
All of these are in the last day.
Yes, you can stop asking that.
Okay, thank you. Well, because it matters, because the new Paris Campbell news is that he's
totally
third
matters.
In the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Twitter went with Paris Campbell, who's like the new hottest thing, and the 2022nd. It should be Boyd, though.
Okay, man, that makes me think differently, but I'm going to stick with what I thought originally. Boyd is, in my opinion, underrated. I did like a whole like series of tweets around him where I like him as a buy right now, but I think people are starting to figure it out because this was a few weeks back, and like I've noticed that there are some other people in the industry that are tweeting it about it too, so I think Twitter's catching on, and I'm going to go Boyd on this one.
Okay.
I'm with Izzy. I'm going to go with that 2022nd and Paris Campbell. I think Paris Campbell and Boyd are pretty close in ADP, if I remember correctly. I've done a couple of startups recently, and to Izzy's point, Campbell's hot right now.
All right, let's get the result. It's another 50-50.
Yeah. All right, so two for Paris, one for Boyd?
Yes.
The correct answer is 52% in favor of Boyd.
Yeah! Ah.
So that's one for JP.
One for Hurley.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. I mean, I think it's Boyd as well. Like, I would vote for Boyd in this situation, but I thought Paris Campbell was, I mean, he was sneaking into like the 110 range, so I figured most people would view 110 in a 2022nd greater than Tyler Boyd. So you're right.
And Izzy, I think you nailed down the timing, just because I think a month ago, like when Paris first started getting his hype, I think this probably would have gone Paris in the second, but now Boyd's starting to kind of rebound and people are figuring it out a little bit. And Paris is like, he's not quite as new and sexy as he was a month ago. Like, he's starting to wear off already a little bit. And I think that Memphis, you probably picked Paris because that's your team, right? That's your homeboy.
No, I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of the normal dynasty owner. And
yeah, I agree.
I was with Izzy. I was just trying to think, man, Campbell's been getting so much hype lately. We haven't heard much about Boyd. And AJ Green actually took a little bit of a part in minicamp last week. So I thought maybe the buzz would still be around Campbell.
Did you guys know that Boyd was like, I think it was wide receiver. This was when I was doing research for my long tweet, but I think he was like the wide receiver 7 while AJ Green was healthy last year.
I mean, we're not talking about making sense. We're talking about what Twitter thinks.
Right.
Exactly. Well, no, I'm saying like Twitter becomes educated, you know, like that's the thing. And things can turn on a dime on Twitter. So like, I think that all of the positive news that Boyd has been getting from a lot of different experts in the industry have changed the outcome of this poll a little bit, in my opinion. So, well, that was trade number 2. Should we move on to number 3?
Let's go to number 3. So no, this one is a 12-team super flex PPR. All right. So all by his lonesome on one side is Brandon Cooks. And on the other side, two guys, N'Keal Harry and Mark Ingram.
Well, good thing it's super flex.
When was this trade tweeted?
When was it? It was traded, believe it or not, in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I agree, Izzy. The super flex is important context here. Because Cooks drops back in the pocket a lot.
Within the last 24 hours, Twitter went with Brandon Cooks.
It was Harry and who?
Ingram, yep.
Ingram, okay, not
I
Ingram.
I think I'm basically going to go with any time RotoWorld has whatever RotoWorld's news is on a player, whether it's good or bad, I'm going to take that, and that's going to be my answer. So Harry had bad RotoWorld news, so I'm going with Cooks.
And I know that Cooks' current ADP is 30 because I did 30 push-ups. If anybody hasn't followed the ADP push-ups or 80 push-ups, that's kind of happening right now. So like right now, somebody's naming off a random player and you got to do as many push-ups as their current ADP is. And that's been kind of fun. So I suffered through 30 Cooks push-ups. So N'Keal Harry, God, I think Cooks and Harry aren't far off in ADP. But Ingram is not really a lot of extra stuff. Izzy, you're yawning. Am I boring you?
A little bit.
Have you had a boring Father's Day? I feel bad for you, man.
No, I went to the driving range for quite a long time, and then which is like the first driving range session I've had in like 4 years. So I just don't go to the driving range. And then I went to the I got a new grip on my putter, so I spent about an hour on the putting green rolling putts. So it was fun.
And you just got to stop recording from your bed, man. That's half the problem. Is you got the
it feels
mentally
good, though.
You're checked out. Yeah. Okay. No pants. Anyway, Mosher, what I was saying is I know that Cook's ADP is 30, and I think N'Keal is not too far for, much further down the line, like in the 40s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ingram isn't enough to eclipse Cooks. I think with Cooks' performance, I'm going to go Cooks.
Okay. One Cooks, one Harry Ingram. No, two Cooks. Sorry. Two Cooks.
Two Cooks in the kitchen. You got it.
All right.
Make it 3. And if this is not Cooks, I'm going to be very sad. This guy is like the most disrespected. And I've never been a huge Brandon Cooks guy, but all the guy does is, you know, wide receiver 1 season, worst case, like wide receiver 14 on a season. So
yeah,
I can see where it might go the other way, but I'm hoping that it's Cooks. So Cooks.
Yeah, he's like an instant 1,005 guy every year.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that I would much rather partner with, like a more consistent option.
Yeah,
you know, if you had a guy like a, I don't know, if you're fortunate enough to have
Devonta Thomas or Adam, yeah.
A guy that's going to give you their 15, 16, 17 PPR points on average a week, and then Cooks can come through and help you win weeks. But
I agree,
that's I'm hoping Cooks.
All right,
yeah, I agree. That's a perfect recipe. What do we got?
All right, well, it would seem that Twitter agrees with all of you.
Hey,
all right, so with 197 votes, it was 52% Cooks, to 48 Harry Ingram.
Twitter does it right, man. What I'm saying here, this is awesome.
Once in a while, you know, I think they have an epiphany.
All right, let's move on to the fourth trade.
All right, number four. All right, we've got one that usually swings it no matter what, and then a couple other kind of wild cards here. Format is 12-team Superflex full PPR, as described.
Okay.
All right. On one side, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, boy.
That one, that side.
Or OBJ and Lev Bell.
Oh.
Wow.
Kind of makes you go,
Things that make you go,
Okay. All right. So I'm actually going to say that they're going to go with OBJ and Lev Bell.
Okay.
Just because I think it sounds like a huge overpay for it's enough of an overpay for Twitter to jump all over it because it's a Cleveland Brown in there, right? Right, Michael, Randy, Memphis?
I will answer when it's my turn, but yeah. people love them some Cleveland Browns.
They sure do.
So I'm going to go that side.
All right, that means it's on me, and I don't like to do this because I don't want to lose ground. I got a 1-point lead right now, but I'm going to go against the grain. And the reason why is knowing Twitter, I'm on Twitter constantly, and I see a lot of trade polls, and I think that people will automatically vote for Saquon Barkley without looking at the context of the trade. And again, Superflex doesn't really come into play here, does it, Izzy?
No, I don't get the Superflex thing.
I'm going to go Barkley because I think people auto vote Barkley regardless of what people think in the community. I'm going to go Barkley for that reason.
I mean, absolutely. He is the new OBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Randy Michael's going to jump in here with Saquon Barkley as well.
Saquon. Come on, baby.
The reason why is to everything that JP said and the fact that, I mean, I would take Saquon Barkley in this case as well personally. OBJ's missed 1/4 of his career starts, and I've never been a big Lev Bell guy. I know he's awesome. I know he can put points on the board, but if Adam Gase hates him,
you're thinking of what Randy would do.
Well, I do both. In this case, I'm going to be I'm going to sheep along and take the Barkley side.
It is indeed the other side. It is OBJ and Lev Bell. You will win a league probably by making that trade. You know what I mean? Like, it may not be a future play, but you could definitely win today and maybe next year.
I called this the Cleveland bump. If Saquon Barkley, if Odell Beckham Jr. was still a Giant, the Saquon side would have won. I think the fact that OBJ being attached to Barkley and people, I mean, it's not Barkley, excuse me, I keep messing this up, but being attached to Baker, I think that gives OBJ just enough of a bump to win this when he's paired with Lev Bell. But if he was still a Giant, I think Barkley wins this. It's an opinion. I don't know, but that's my mentality.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Izzy tied it up. It's me and Izzy tied at 2. Memphis coming in at 1 point behind. What do we got? Trade 5 now?
Yes, right. So another 12 team, but this time 2 QB plus a super flex.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. 0.5 PPR. On one side, we've got Joe Mixon. On the other side, we've got Winston, 19-103, and a 19-112. So Winston, 103-112 versus Joe Mixon.
And it's 12 teams?
It is.
Hmm. All right, Izzy, man. Good luck.
Okay. This needs to be the Winston side, but it's not going to be. It's going to be the Mixon side. So I'm going Mixon. And I'm going to say it's going to be 56-44.
Oh, no way. That's sad.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to, So knowing that last year around this time, we put out a poll to find out how many people were on a Superflex league, and it was like somewhere around 60%. And this year we did something in the spring similar, and we found out that Superflex leagues are gaining in popularity. It was like in the mid-70s, 75%. I think 75% of Twitter will vote for the Winston side. Or I shouldn't say 75% of them will. 75% would consider the Winston side. So it's like an automatic 25% for the Mixon side. I got to decide if enough people are going to vote for Winston. So it's Winston 102?
Winston 103 and 112.
103, and 112. Oh, so the problem is that this is so emphatically the Winston and Pick side that I'm gonna stick with that. I'm gonna hope that Twitter did it right. I'm gonna go with the Winston side.
Same, and I'm with Izzy. If this is an auto on the Winston side, if I'm actually making the decision, and I'm gonna say Twitter agrees with us, so Winston side for me.
Yeah, it should be like 70-30, so we'll see.
It absolutely should be, but Joe Mixon does win this one at a margin of 58% to 42.
Damn it, Izzy was right on.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. It's pretty close.
Yeah, Twitter doesn't read, and Twitter doesn't care.
No, it doesn't.
Twitter don't care.
Twitter likes chaos.
I forgot to factor in how many people are actually reading the context of the tweet. That's a good point.
Yeah, you got to factor in a little laziness, a little craziness, and a lot of recency bias usually.
Izzy's up 3-2-1, moving on to the sixth trade.
Okay, so number six is pretty simple. It's a one-on-one here. So PPR Superflex, what it's noted as. We've got Darius Geis versus 2020 first. So random 2021.
God, that's like dead even.
I'm going to say 2021. I don't know why. It seems like it's close enough. Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about it. I don't want to sway anybody. I'm going to go 2021.
Okay, I'm going to go 2021 because I think that Twitter believes that there are more running backs in the 2020 draft than there are, they're better than Geis in the top four or five. So I'm going to go 2021. Plus, Geis is not a Cleveland Brown, so.
Yeah. I am going 2021 because 2021 has got like 12 Saquon Barkleys in it, so that's where I'm going.
Saquon just lost a poll, dude. I don't know if that works.
That's true.
Yeah. Up is down now. All right. So you're all on the first bandwagon. Well, notch another one all for everybody here. So did indeed win. For 221 votes, 62% wanted the 2021 over Geis.
Wow.
What do you guys think about that trade, by the way? What would you take?
I think it's closer, personally. I don't know what I would take, though. I mean, I would have to get some really good context on that pick.
Mid.
Yeah, I always do mid.
So you want to call it a 106?
Sure.
I take Geis.
Me too.
In a vacuum. If I had like a team situation, like running back needy, like if I had some information on the team, I'd probably change my mind. But in a vacuum, it's Geis. Memphis, what do you think?
I would actually, so multi-part answer here. I would actually take the 2021, then next year attempt to buy Geis back, plus make maybe a second or a third.
During the rookie draft, yep.
During the rookie draft, because I think Geis is not going to have the greatest 2019. Therefore, his price will go down. Therefore, I can Jedi mind trick someone next year and get that Darius Geis back and, you know, a little additional 2020 capital. So for now, today, I'd have to take the pick.
You seem to think that every single player is going to have a down 2019 year. So,
the reason why for Geis is that AP's still there, Chris Thompson's still there. Players coming back from ACLs typically get off to a slow start. If he's gangbusters down the stretch, that plan may not work out. But I won't call it a bad offense, but I'll call it a middling/new offense. And I don't see a lot of touchdowns, and I don't see a lot of receiving work for Geis. So therefore, I don't see a ton of production in 2019. And so I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I can see it.
So in your opinion, your strategy is to bank on the fluctuation of the Geis price, you'd say.
Correct. I actually did this using your guys' tool as one of my recipes when on our Patreon show.
Nice.
You know, guys that I think will have a down 2019, but I think will have a good 2020. So like right now, Geis, and I know this because I just did, I believe he's going for like either 20 or 24 in the calculator, which translates out to an early 2021.
There you go.
I will take that. And then I think that between, again, new offense, bad offense, his head coach has a poor track record of producing RB1s, even when he was the OC in Cincinnati. I'm going to let all that shake out. And then in year two of the Dwayne Haskins experiment, I think they'll get him another wide receiver, either via free agency or the draft in 2020. And I really see upside for this team in the future, but not for 2019. And we all know Twitter lives in a fishbowl. And if he doesn't blow up and isn't an RB1 in 2019, then his price will drop. And then I can buy that way.
So we all agree that 106 is a nice guy's price, for lack of a better term. but what do you guys, what's the line for you, Izzy? Like, where would you start considering the pick?
I think if I think the John's over here chuckling, he thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever heard in his life.
It's because, dude, he's got the same dad humor I got. Just let him have his moment.
Yeah. Out of all the things that's ever been said, this is the one he just fixated on.
Dude, I guarantee he cracks up all day long when he's editing our podcast for the dumb shit that we say.
You know, there are moments, man, where I just like, I have to get up and walk away and go, oh my Lord.
I bet conversely, there are moments where you're just like, God, I hate these guys. I really,
No, there's, oh yeah, there's probably 20 times more.
All right, Izzy, what's the pick?
I look at it this way. If I think it's truly a mid pick, and I get what Memphis is saying, I think it's a coin flip at this point. I think he could, I feel like if Geis has a decent year, I still think that he'll have value retention.
Yeah.
Because people make excuses for him, so on and so forth. Similar to what they did when he got hurt. I would say if I think that the team is at best a mid pick, like so let's say it's a middle of the road team, but they lack depth, I will take their pick.
I want some brass tacks. What are we talking? 104? Would you go with the pick on the 104 versus Geis?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what that pick will be, but I would say, yeah, I would say 104, 105 is when I'll start to really, I think 106, 107, because here's what ends up happening. I think there's a lot of good players, but there's tier breaks. So there's going to be tier breaks in the next draft class. There's way too many running backs and not enough running back landing spots right now. So I think there's an issue upcoming.
Too many running backs, not enough landing spots. You know which song I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Too many running backs, not enough landing spots. I should have the dummies do a recording of that song. Mo, you know what song I'm talking about. Is it Biggie?
I don't think anybody knows what you're saying.
Yeah.
Dude, Memphis, you know what I'm saying, man. You're like a old school rap.
I was a Tupac guy.
Okay. If it's not Ice Cube, I probably don't know. Ice Cube, Too Short, Tupac.
He said Biggie. I don't think anybody knows what you're talking about, dude.
I'm more of a West Coast.
And Hurley's now looking up lyrics because he knows
enough,
it's not...
Not enough hoes. You guys know what song I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I've never heard that song.
Oh, Game Got Switched by Ludacris.
I hate it when it's too many hitters. Not enough hoes. Too many rookies. Not enough pros. The game got switched on some Ludacris.
There you go. So anyway, my rendition was too many running backs, not enough landing spots. I know it's a poor connection, but now you guys have the context of the song at least, so... And zero of our listeners are going to hear this, so it doesn't even matter.
No, we're going to bleep it out.
They left,
dude. This is cut. No, I'm saying this is getting cut out.
No, it's not. It's getting entered in.
I'll doctor it up. Don't worry.
So now I don't know where I was going with it because Luda cut me off.
You were saying that there's tier breaks, and you said 104, 105, you probably would. 106, 107.
Oh, no, 107. So thank you. Tier breaks in the running back. So there are... 2 years ago, we had too many landing spots and not enough running backs. So if you want to do that remix too, Hurley. And now I think we've approached the exact opposite problem. We've got this influx of running backs since 2017, and now 2019's coming in, and a lot of the veterans that are still around. There's going to be a lot of issues like the Daryl Henderson, Todd Gurley situation, where I think we're going to see a lot of good running backs paired together, and it's going to decrease the value, look at Sony Michel and now Damian Harris. Sony Michel's value is going to be devalued a little bit. So I think that's going to be an issue. And I think it's going to push the value of the 106 down. So I'm going to say 104, 105. But I see Memphis's angle of saying he's betting on Geis not having a good 2019. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think Matt Betts, I'm a cone with Matt Betts in a league, and he's a PT, and he says the same thing. He doesn't think Geis is going to have a good 2019.
There you go. And Memphis, you were already on the 106 side anyway, right?
Right. And I was just, while we were listening to Luda, I went back and looked up, I went and looked up next year's running backs that'll be eligible for the 2020 class. And you've got Eno Benjamin, Cam Akers, DeAndre Swift, Taylor, Entene, Dobbins, and Harris. There's seven right there. So if
I think four are really good, and the other ones are going to be like split backfield types. Like, they'll be good. They could be the guy, but I think they're going to end up being third, fourth round picks that end up being split backfield guys.
So make sure you get a top four 2020 pick, everybody who's listening.
There you go. See, I like the honesty of the 2020 picks. I like the honesty of, like, not everybody in this class is Saquon Barkley, because that really is the feel I get on Twitter right now.
Yeah. But then you got to include there's three really solid. I mean, you could even say there's four really solid receivers. I think two of them could be absolutely elite. So, I mean, it might be the 106. I mean, might.
And three really good quarterbacks. If I remember, this was a super flex. You've got Herbert, Tua, and I know not everybody's as high on Fromm, but yeah, I mean, that's my hedge. Like, if I wind up with one of those running backs or quarterbacks in a super
flex, you guys might be right. It might be right. The 106 might be the right price for guys.
There you go. Sorry, guys. I hijacked the show, Mosier. let's move on to the next one. That was really ludicrous of me to do that, but. Trade number seven, let's have it.
Right on. So this is not specified, so we'll go again with just PPR 12 team. On one side, we've got Diggs and Geis. So we just had Geis lose a poll, all right? But Diggs and Geis versus, this is a package, right? So bear with me. Julio, Jalen Samuels, the 108, and a 2021 third.
Oh, should be easy.
All right.
Should be the dig side.
Go ahead.
Should be the dig side. And it should be easy in terms of Twitter, and it should be easy in terms of the anybody that's out there making trades like this, I feel.
All right. What's the it was the 108 you said, 2019?
Correct. 108, and the other pick was a 2021 third.
Yeah, Julio. I think Julio's fading. The problem is Julio's value is probably good enough to counteract the Geis and Dig side a little bit, but he's descending, so he loses that nod on Twitter polls. I'm gonna go Diggs and Geis pretty easily.
Same. I'm also taking Diggs and Geis because Julio's 29 and he might as well be dead as far as Twitter's concerned. So
yeah, he's 30.
Give me the Diggs Geis side.
If you're 29, you're basically 30, and if you're 30, you're basically like retired and 45 years old. So, all right, Mosher, let's have it.
Well, all right, you guys apparently are tapped into the Twitter hive mind because it's 53% Diggs and Geis.
I'm surprised that's close.
It was very close. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very surprising. It's now 5-4-3. Izzy's still got the lead. There's still three questions left, so there's some time for us to catch up, Memphis. We gotta try to get this we can't let Izzy win.
This is true.
Should we just combine our scores? We can do that.
And you're the host, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, Mosher, get us question number eight. I think we covered Geis and Diggs. We didn't cover too much, but Geis is well enough covered. We can move past to the next trade.
All right, so no more Geis trades. Is that what you're saying? So because
no more of this.
The rest of them are just all Geis. Sorry, let me throw those away and get some more. All right. Yeah. Okay. Next one is a Superflex PPR plus TE premium. Oh. All right, we'll bump to
Let
those
me guess,
tight
no
ends.
No quarterbacks or tight ends in this poll.
Well, if there's picks, then we're good.
There almost wasn't, Izzy. We have one quarterback. All right, so
we got Blake Jarwin in there.
Yeah,
great.
We'll start with that side. So,
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, that actually almost hits a little too close to home because it is Marcus Mariota on that side by himself.
Okay.
All right, so Mariota versus Rojo, so Ronald Jones, and a 2021 second and a 2021 third.
Oh, man.
Dude, Mariota, poor guy.
Super flex.
I mean, whoever's voting for the Rojo side is just absolutely drunk. And I don't mind Rojo, but this is basically two seconds and a third for quarterback.
Yeah.
Super flex. I'm going to assume, even though Twitter doesn't know Superflex, I'm going to give it to Mariota. I'm nervous about it, just because I'm so shocked that he could lose this poll.
And I now have a new ringtone, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Izzy.
Yeah, Izzy's voice saying, yeah. I'm going Mariota.
Yeah, yeah, over two-fourths. I'll go Mariota. Wow, Izzy loves Mariota.
That will not make the cut.
If you cut out the context, yeah, it sounds like I'm going Mariota, yeah. And if you don't pick Mariota, you're drunk. That's what you're saying.
If you don't, that's pretty. Can you remix that into a song?
If you don't pick Mariota, you must be drunk. You must be really drunk. Izzy, he loves Mariota. How's that?
What is this? Like, is that a Beatles?
It's a, my love. Oh. Must be drunk. I haven't picked a side. I want to give my reasoning. This is profound. So, number one, I'm going to pick Mariota, first of all. And the reason is because, number one, I don't think Mosier would put in a trade poll in a podcast that Mariota was losing.
Oh,
because that would be devastating for his case.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really good point.
And number two, Mariota is the ultimate buy low and super flex. I think he's like the quarterback 28, which is like insane. But I still think that's a whole bunch of garbage. Like, somebody's going to take a quarterback there. So I'm going Mariota. Twitter poll is going to get it right.
I have no faith. I'm taking, and I need to take a big swing trying to get back in. So I'm going to use Izzy's own rationale against him. Rojo has had some good Roto World buzz lately coming out of camp. It's just him, Peyton Barber, and Bruce Anderson. The dirt has been thrown on the body of Marcus Mariota, so I'm going the Rojo side.
All right, I like the strategy. It's good.
Yeah, it's not the right thing to do at this time. I think you could have saved it for a better poll. But
Izzy, am I right though? There's no way Mosier would put a poll
chance,
in. Yeah,
0% chance Mo is going to put up a question where Mariota loses to Rojo. And
yeah, oh, this one looks good. Yeah, there's no way he'd do that. 0%. This poll looks good. I'm going to pull this, even though Mariota's losing. Yeah, no,
0%. Or did I think you were going to think that and pull the switcheroo?
No.
Nah, you did it. You did it too quickly.
Yeah,
you did it too quickly.
No, I mean beep. You're. you called it. It is Mariota winning with 52%.
Oh, wow, is that close? Unbelievable.
No. Give it some more time. That one has a little more to go on the poll. The poll timer.
Keep me warm.
You know, I want to give you guys a shout out, all of you guys, because you guys have been doing this much longer than I have on Twitter and with the podcast. This makes me feel good that the work that guys like you have been doing for a long time and the work that Jerry and I are trying to do, it feels like it's starting to hit home.
Thanks, man. That's really nice. Actually,
it feels like it's working. It feels like Twitter is listening. They're taking copious notes. They're catching up. I love
thank you for saying that. And you seem like you're serious about that too, so that feels kind of good. Thank you.
100% guys. I mean, like, when I and we talked about this before we hit the record button, I was just one of the first three podcasts I listened to. And I remember some of these crazy wonky polls that I would have been like, oh, Twitter's going to mess this all up. But they're actually doing a much better job. And I think it's because of the Dynasty Twitter community, of which you guys are some of the forefathers. So kudos.
It's working, you guys.
Yeah,
it's working.
Yeah. The mission is far from won, but we will trudge on.
And I will say really quickly, just for some additional context, yes, Mariota in ADP is currently being drafted like as the quarterback. I think it was between 27 and 29. And I think that's preposterous. And I think that he is like legitimately, Mosier, you'll feel good about this, but he is my number one quarterback by a low for super flex leagues. And I think that adding AJ Brown and Corey Davis continues to develop. Delanie Walker comes back. Derrick Henry is looking like a bat out of hell in that coming out of the backfield. So I think that this offense just looks so much better than it did last year and the year before. Regardless of how much feeling Mariota has in his hand, Memphis, I think is irrelevant because he's going to be a little bit better and he's going to outperform his ADP significantly.
Nowhere to go but up.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
You can't fall off the floor. I've tried.
All right, Mo, we're good to keep going here. Let's do trade number 9. Let's, we got two left. I think Memphis, you took your move a little bit too early. I'm gonna have to make one here on Izzy pretty soon. So
five, what is it? 6-4-3? No,
6-5-3.
Wow.
Okay. All right. For another point here, 10 team super flex, 0.5 PPR.
Oh.
All right.
None of that matters.
All right, we've got on one side Philip Lindsay That's it. And on the other side, Curtis Samuel.
Oh, yeah. I'm going that side.
Plus a 2022nd.
Yeah, I'm going Curtis Samuel in 2022nd. Curtis Samuel has ridiculous hype right now. So does Philip Lindsay kind of too. I'm going to go Samuel in a second. I feel like there's too many people that are just on his jock.
So I half agree with Izzy, but I got to make my move. And I think the Curtis Samuel Twitter hype is very compartmentalized. And I think it's like, it's kind of in the Matt Kelly Roto Underworld gang, isn't it?
Which is kind of like, which is like 80% of Twitter right now.
It's a big chunk of Twitter, but I'm going to say that enough people like Philip Lindsay in that same group, plus the other 20%, they'll probably insta-vote Philip Lindsay. The 2022nd's really nice, though. But in a 10-team, eh.
I don't think people care. But that's fine. You take your shot.
That's what I'm going to go. I'm hoping that Twitter in a 10-team will vote for like the better asset, and that's Philip Lindsay for me, because you want to have potency in your lineup in a 10-team league. I'm going Philip Lindsay. I'm making my move right now. Memphis.
It's Curtis Samuel. It's Curtis Samuel.
Dang it, I don't feel good now.
Yeah, it's he's, you know, what's that one drop? He's so hot right now from Zoolander. That's Curtis Samuel.
Oh, dude,
Hansel.
That's good.
Hansel, you think you're too cool for school, but I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know a darling when you see one, right? And Curtis Samuel definitely is one, and he does take the cake here.
No!
Yep.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel is the 2022nd. Yep. But it's all Curtis in this one, let's be honest.
Damn it.
Yeah, so they just so you know the margin here, it's 67% Curtis Samuel, 33% Philip Lindsay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, this last one is worth 4 points. Everybody's in it.
That's fair, right? Yeah.
I mean, we should do that,
so
right?
What are the scores right now? 7-5-4.
7-5-4. Yeah. So this last one's worth 4 points.
Okay.
Memphis, right? Memphis and I are voting. That's the rule. Because I mean, this is a brand new game.
You're not gonna get it right anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, let's do it. Mojo, right. Last cue up the last trade. This one's worth 4 points for the win.
All right, 12-team. PPR Superflex. All right. So on one, both of these are a little loaded. So I'll go, I'll repeat if you want me to. OJ Howard, Corey Davis, and inconsequential 2024th. Other side, Austin Hooper, Brandon Cooks, and a 2023rd.
And what was the league format? What was the context?
It's a 12-team PPR Superflex.
Okay, good thing there's a Superflex again.
There's picks though, so I'm good with that.
This is what I'm 100% confident. I'm sitting here. I'm picturing what's the guy Regis Philbin. He's sitting across from me.
Hi, everybody. It's Regis Philbin.
I see the answers put up, and I'm not even gonna phone a friend. I'm not gonna use a lifeline.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Izzy.
Easily selecting OJ. I think it just matters OJ Howard because I think that's all that people really care about right now. Nobody really likes Austin Hooper outside of like five of us. What worried me was Corey Davis was in there as well. So I was really worried there would be somebody on the other side that has hype. Brandon Cooks is good, but he's boring. So people don't really love him that much. It's OJ Howard. Corey Davis almost doesn't matter in this one. There's not enough haters there's not enough Memphises out there to take away from his vote. Because I know Memphis hates Corey Davis.
Nicely done.
Lock it in. Final answer. OJ.
Is that
Howard.
Hold on. For is that your win. Final answer?
For the win, OJ Howard.
Lock it in.
Let's
okay,
go.
Lock it in. Let's lock it in.
I want my 11 points out of 10. Let's go.
Mojo, there's an opportunity for some phenomenal Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound bites right now. I just want to point that out.
Okay. Do we have the budget for that in the podcast budget?
Oh, hey, can I call my dad and celebrate? Like,
yeah, and just do like the whole thing. Like, hey Dad, I just want to call you. I got the right answer.
Yeah, I don't need your help. I just won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Izzy.
Happy Father's Day.
Izzy, can we make that happen? Call him right now.
You want me to call? But then he won't be able to hear me. Like, how are you guys going to hear him?
Can you put on a speaker? And put it next to the mic. Call your dad. And say it.
Oh, my God.
Dad, I just want you to know. I know I can't get this wrong.
Can we do that right, Izzy? Get it queued up. We're going to do it right before Mosher reads off the right answer.
Okay. Dad,
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
Nice to meet you.
I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on Trade Wars on DTC Podcast. How's it going?
I'll catch a herpes from my sister, but it's better now.
Well, I don't necessarily need your help because I know the answer, but I wanted to tell you that I'm going to be a millionaire, and the answer is O.J. Howard. How do you feel about that?
It is crazy. Can I use your toilets, please?
Oh, this is a really bright moment for our podcast. All right. Thank you, Izzy's dad.
Goodbye. Dziękuję.
We're going to move on. I'm going to make my pick. So I will say, that just to build in some context, Izzy and I did a series of tight end polls about a week ago, right, Izzy?
Yep.
And we discovered in a difficult way that O.J. Howard is basically like the Saquon Barkley of tight ends somehow. And I don't know like how it happened. It was like overnight. I mean, we think it's from the coaching staff changes. We don't know exactly what caused it, but he's legitimately like hyped as the tight end four, kind of out of nowhere, in my opinion. But like the sky is the limit for his value. It's O.J. Howard on Twitter, hands down, regardless of what's on the other side. So I'm O.J. Howard. But this is worth 4 points, so I'm going the other direction, just like Memphis is.
Well, if you're going for the 4-pointer, I couldn't beat you. So I'm going to answer honestly. And it's O.J. Howard and Corey Davis. And a couple of things. One, when you are tagging us in these polls, even if it doesn't include a quarterback, just keep in the habit of telling me it's super flex, because it's better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. Because at some point, you know, I'm going to answer wrong because you didn't tell me it was.
Well, and there's picks. Like picks, dude, like picks are impacted 100%, significantly.
But a 2024 is not going to stir this drink one way or the other. But I think Hooper, to whoever said they were boring earlier, Hooper and Cooks are boring. I think they're both going to be productive and solid this year. Just boring. And O.J. Howard right now, I saw someone have him ranked as their tight end 2 overall, ahead of Ertz and Kittle. I was like, holy, yeah. So he's another guy, very trendy right now.
Yet, would you believe it? Austin Hooper and Brandon Cooks in a 2023 beats O.J. Howard and a Corey Davis.
Wow, and people hate Corey Davis. Good God.
Isn't that crazy? So here's the margin, okay? And this is, and I have the screenshot to show you if you want to see it, but it's 135 votes. 52% want Austin Hooper. So it's close, but Austin Hooper, Brandon Cooks win.
I had to call my dad back.
It feels so good. Yeah, sorry, Dad.
Hey, let me call. Dad.
I screwed up.
Dad, I'm never going to get this.
You will never get this. Yeah. You will never get this. La, 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 la.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Mosher, can you do me a favor and cue some? It's got to be the good Star Wars music. So it's the Rebels, right? The Rebel music.
Okay.
To close this thing off, I won the first ever Dynasty Trade Wars.
On accident,
I would have definitely chosen the O.J. Howard side, but you know what? Strategy says otherwise. So thank you so much, John Mosher, for hosting. And I got to say a very special thank you to Mr. Dynasty Memphis. Like I said earlier in the podcast, follow him on Twitter at DFF Memphis. Check out the Dynasty Warzone podcast on virtually every single platform you can listen to a podcast on. Thank you for joining us this week. We're going to try to do some stuff next week as news drops in from training camps. We'll keep things relevant. We'll have to bring Mosher back in for another issue of this, maybe in a little bit smaller of a segment, not quite like an entire show, but it was fun. Fun change of pace, right, Izzy?
It was, yeah. It was a good time.
Good time, lots of fun. So, and I really enjoy hearing from Izzy's dad. Check us out again next week, you guys. We'll bring back some more content. We'll see you then. Bye!
Have you ever wished you could be an NFL general manager? Well, now you can, thanks to Reality Sports Online, a powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team just like an NFL general manager. Reality Sports Online was created by former NFL front office personnel and features a revolutionary free agency auction room, which mimics NFL free agency, enabling fantasy owners to negotiate and sign the NFL's top talent to single or multi-year contracts. The platform can host up to 32 teams and has tons of other cool features in addition to free agency, like a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Test your general manager skills for free at realitysportsonline.com in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use the promo code DTC to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com.